It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Back here it is, Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, hour number three right here. And there is today is Disney Plus Day. We've been talking about that. It's becoming a bigger and bigger event every year for Disney. But today is also Star Trek Day. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that just in a little bit. Top three stories here for you. Queen Elizabeth II has passed away today at the age of 96 after 70 years on the throne. And I know I'm getting mixed responses from some people. My reaction to it, my reaction is she ain't my queen. I don't know why this is top story, because the top stories, it's never top story when like the king or queen from Tonga die or from Bahrain or someplace like that. It's just, there's some sort of infatuation with British royalty that I just never understood. But I mean, she did reign for 70 years. She did accomplish some things. So it's not like she didn't do anything. I just, the amount of infatuation over British royalty, I just don't understand, because we do have other monarchies in the world. We just don't pay attention to them. But she did pass away at age 96. Charles is taking over at 73 years old. U.S. weekly jobless claims have fallen to a three-month low, and they will be, we'll talk about that more in tomorrow's jobs report. And then Washington, D.C.'s mayor has declared a public emergency over the migrants who have been arriving there from Texas and Arizona, as the 18th county along the border has declared an invasion of the southern border. Which I just find this story just so, I don't even know. It's not hypocritical. Is it irony? Is that the word I'm thinking of? Where for two decades, mayors and governors of the southern border states of Texas and Arizona have been complaining and saying we've got to do something about the border. They're overwhelming our communities. The illegals coming across the border are overwhelming our communities. The ones we're taking in via asylum are overwhelming our communities. We need help, and we need to have a better immigration process system in order to keep people from just flooding our southern border. And they've been saying it for two decades. Finally, Governor Greg Abbott of Texas just says, you know what? Why are we overburdening our communities? We keep telling lawmakers in Washington, D.C. to do something about it. They're the ones not doing it. Let's let that be their problem. I'm going to start bussing people over to them. Starts doing it within a month. They've declared a state of emergency, a public emergency. And they're like, we're overwhelmed. This is terrible. And now they're starting to blast Governor Greg Abbott as if he's immoral, because he's sending these migrants to them. Oh my gosh, the hypocrisy of that one. And then the irony that they're declaring a public emergency when they've only had to deal with it for a month. Just imagine dealing with it for 20 years or longer. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic in the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Just seeing some slight delays on I-10 westbound. This is going to be right near Pine Forest. Other than that, we're checking in clear on I-110, both north and southbound lanes. Not showing any delays, as well as 29 and North Palafox also looking good. See something else? Give me a call, 850-262-6111. Traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors, located on Beverly Parkway. Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. So those were your top three stories. Today is Disney Plus Day. Everybody's been talking about that. But it's also Star Trek Day. 56 years ago today, Star Trek debuted. And so with that, there's actually a lot of Star Trek shows right now on Paramount Plus. There's Star Trek, Strange New Worlds, Star Trek Discovery, Star Trek Lower Decks, and Star Trek Prodigy. So with these shows being out there, oh, they also announced Star Trek Picard Season 3 premiere date and teaser trailer was announced. So with this, you have Star Trek Picard, you have Star Trek New Worlds, Discovery, Lower Decks, and Prodigy. They basically released some sort of information about each one of those shows or a trailer or something like that. So they announced all that stuff today for Star Trek Day. Today's Disney Plus Day. We've talked about it before, but you've got the live-action movie of Pinocchio starring Tom Hanks as Geppetto. It comes out, came out today. Thor Love and Thunder, out and streaming today. Cars on the Road, a new Cars TV series starring Owen Wilson and Larry the Cable Guy. That's on Disney Plus today. Then sing-along versions of Frozen and Frozen 2 have been released. Behind-the-scenes documentary about the making of Obi-Wan Kenobi. And at select AMC theaters, you can see Encanto, Rogue One, Newsies, Cars, or Thor Ragnarok for $5. You get to see one of those from today through the 19th. And if you're a Disney Plus subscriber, you can get a drink and popcorn combo for just $5. So there's your Disney Plus news for the day. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. There, May the 4th is Star Wars Day. Because may the force be with you. May the 4th be with you. That's Star Wars. Star Trek's the other one with Spock and Captain Kirk and stuff like that. So today is Star Trek Day. 56 years ago is when Star Trek debuted. I saw this report and I found this to be very interesting. We're getting away from the entertainment-based stuff. There's a new report from the latest data from 24/7 Wall Street pertaining to gun trafficking. You know, it seems like we talk a lot about human trafficking and sex trafficking and labor trafficking, but gun trafficking. So the United States has nearly 121 guns per 100 people, according to a new survey. And with so many firearms, both legally and illegally moving around the country, law enforcement agencies try to find the origin and the history of a firearm that they discover at a crime scene. So that job actually falls to the National Tracing Center of the ATF, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. So in 2020, ATF, for example, here in Florida, traced the origin of 22,500 firearms in Florida. So these are firearms that were involved in crimes of some sort. They traced 22,500 of them. Among that, 4,500 of them came from out of state somehow. That's actually the 16th smallest share among the states. And the state that mostly come from is Georgia. 818 of them came from Georgia. So I thought this was kind of an interesting data that was put together. They're tracing firearms that were involved in crimes. Where did they come from? And then what's the percentage of them that came from out of state? And so, like I said, so Florida came in 16th lowest. The lowest is actually Alaska, followed by Texas, Virginia, Wisconsin, and Arizona. So Alaska had the lowest at 13%. The highest, New Jersey, 88.5% of all the firearms traced there involved in crimes, 88.5% were from out of state. New York was next, 87.5%, followed by Massachusetts, then Connecticut, then Maryland. I looked at the top 10, and I'm like, okay, I'm seeing a trend here. I'm seeing a pattern. Number 6, Hawaii. Number 7 is an anomaly, Wyoming. Number 8, Illinois. Number 9, Rhode Island. And number 10, California. If you notice the pattern there, all of these states are heavily Democrat-run states. They're also states that are heavily anti-gun. In all of them except for Wyoming. Wyoming's the one outlier right there, which is weird. But New Jersey, 88.5% of all the guns involved in crimes are from out of state. New York, 87%. Massachusetts, 78%. Illinois, 50%. California, 45%. It's like these are all the major anti-gun states that have often had laws that have violated the Second Amendment, and they've been struck down in the courts over time. Yet, they continue to have many gun crimes, and turns out they're just going to other states to go get the guns, and they're bringing them in. This is, I mean, tell this right here is a lesson of gun control and how it does not work. Criminals will find a way to get the weapon of their choice. The states at the bottom are all very pro-gun states. Texas, Alaska, Virginia, even Virginia, yeah. Arizona, Alabama is in the top 10 right there. Pro-gun states, far fewer firearms coming from out of state involved in crimes. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, top trending news. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Hey, if you've been thinking about selling your house, we were talking about this a little bit earlier. One of the top stories I'm going to be talking about tomorrow is that home prices have dropped, had the biggest drop they've had in 11 years. So we'll be talking about that a lot more tomorrow. So here's the thing. Selling your house in a changing market is stressful. Right now might be the best time to get the most money before the rates increase again. We just talked about that yesterday. Rates are going to increase 0.75% sometime this month again. So with that, you got to call the agent I would call, Christina Leavenworth. She sells more houses for more money than anybody else in the Pensacola area. We talked to her last week, and she said we've had 2 months in a row of falling home prices in Pensacola. She said it's still a seller's market, though, so this is the time to sell. So here's the thing. Christina and her team succeed because they focus on making sure their clients succeed. So much so that she's the only agent in town who will guarantee her performance. If she can't sell your house in 10 days, she'll sell it anyway, and you pay her absolutely nothing. Here's the thing, too. She has about 100 approved home buyers looking and ready to buy still. So if you got a house, she may have the buyer for you already. Give her a call, 850-723-9158. And if for any reason you need to sell right away, Christina will buy your house for all cash, and she can close in 7 days. So call her, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. That's Christina Leavenworth, Rinky Realty. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf. We'll come back with top trending news.
Our roads are looking good now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 29 and 90, 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre also looking good. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. President Biden and the First Lady have made an unannounced visit today to the British Embassy in Washington, D.C. He signed a condolence book after the passing of Queen Elizabeth, said she's a great lady, and President Biden also ordering American flags to be flown at half staff in her honor. And I'll tell you, Bobby, kind of like you, scrolling through the headlines, this story dominating the news today, having some difficulty finding much other than information on Queen Elizabeth II. Did find this, though. The chairman of the Federal Reserve says the central bank is in it long term when it comes to fighting inflation. Jerome Powell made those remarks while speaking with the Cato Institute. His comments echo what his top deputy said Wednesday. Vice Chair Lael Brainard said that we are in this for as long as it takes to get inflation down. And Bobby, a senior center in St. Petersburg is a part of what one official's calling a social phenomenon. Residents at it's called the Fountains in Boca Ciega Bay are apparently using robot dogs to keep residents company. The Florida Department of Elder Affairs passed out the dogs apparently when the pandemic started, but the dogs became very popular, so they're still around. One resident says even though his dog is a robot, he still considers it a companion. Another calls hers the perfect pet because she doesn't have to walk it, feed it, or take it to the vet. The center's community life director says these robot dogs have grown exponentially in popularity at their home. I'm not sure what to make of this.
Yeah, I don't
Sounds like the first step to Terminator dogs.
Yeah, that's dangerous right there.
It's not good.
That sounds like. Yeah. No. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, I don't know if we're going to talk. Yeah, okay, I got a couple more thoughts on the Queen. That comes up next on News Radio 92.3.
I'm looking through you. Where did you go? I thought I knew you. What did I know?
Hey, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, yeah, I got to text a couple people not happy that I basically was like, I don't see why. I was like, she's not my queen. I don't know why this is such big news in America. And I got just a couple of texts, somebody saying, well, she's very influential, and there's still history right there. Somebody else just basically just saying, you know, I think you're ignorant. I was like, oh, okay. Why? So I looked it up. There's 43 currently there's 43 sovereign states in the world with some sort of monarchy, some sort of king, or some places the sultan. We don't talk about them at all. Why is it? I just don't understand the obsession with the British monarchy. Look, today's just one of those days again. I'm just like, really? Again, we got to. Okay.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Rich Dennison. The United Kingdom has.
Just take those old records off the shelf.
That's Cole right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So we've got here in about 10 minutes a little update for you on Zac Efron. Zac Efron, the actor? The singer? Yeah, that dude. There's a story that's coming out in Men's Health about him or in an interview that I was like, oh, this kind of applies to a lot of us. So I'm going to hit that in about 10 minutes. Top three stories here for you. Queen Elizabeth II has passed away today at the age of 96. U.S. weekly job claims have fallen to a three-month low, and Washington, D.C.'s mayor has declared a public emergency over the migrant arrivals from Texas and Arizona. At the same time, that the 18th county along the southern border has declared an invasion of the southern border. So that's what's going on right there. Going back to this Queen Elizabeth II passing away today, this is all I mean. This is all I mean when I'm like, first of all, she's not my queen. So I'm like, all she is to me is a leader of another country who passed away. And so that should be in the news. It should be, because if a leader of another country was in the news, it would be in the news as well. Or if a leader of another country passed away, we would have that in the news as well. But we don't have it like taking up all of the news. Like, it's not the lead story and it's all the story. Especially because two things. One, she's basically a ceremonial leader. She has very limited powers now, or the monarchy in general has very limited powers. If I lived in England and I paid taxes and it was going to the monarchy, I'd be pissed because they don't really do anything. They're more like ambassadors. Like they're brand ambassadors, essentially. trying to create a good image for the country. Now, they do have some powers that they can usurp the prime minister and things like this if they need to, but they haven't done it in forever, and they probably won't ever do it again. It's ceremonial only. So it's not even like a real leader, for one. Two, we don't have this much news coverage when a former American president dies. And we're in America. The country was established because we were trying to get away from the monarchy. Like, I don't get it. I just don't get it. But that's, I don't know. Maybe it's infatuation because of the idea of prince and princesses and king and queens, because of the romanticized version of I want to be a king, I want to be a queen, you know, that kind of thing. I don't know. But whatever it is, I don't get it. Because we have the media coverage is like nonstop Queen Elizabeth II, a leader who had no power, essentially, or very, very little power at the very end, and was just ceremonial or symbolic at the most. And then second, we don't have this kind of coverage when a former American president dies, which is very bizarre to me. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
Pensacola Blue Wahoos are playing in Tennessee against the Tennessee Smokies. Top of the second inning right now, still scoreless between the two teams. And tomorrow they're going to have a doubleheader. If you want to check the game out, it's on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. I erroneously stated earlier that there's college football tonight with Central Florida playing Louisville. Nope, it's tomorrow. And they left the schedule free for the Thursday night football for the NFL, which is going to be at 7:20 on NBC. Buffalo Bills taking on the LA Rams. I'm very excited to see the NFL season getting underway. And Major League Baseball, Miami Marlins are beating the Phillies right now 3-1 in the end of the third. Yankees are beating the Twins 2-0, and that game's on ESPN+. The Brewers are beating the Giants in the second game of a doubleheader right now. Just in the bottom of the first, they're already winning 3-0. The first game, they won 2-1. Washington Nationals beat the Cardinals earlier today. The Reds beat the Cubs. And that's it. So those are your games on TV. Let's get Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf. We'll come back with your sports news next.
Well, our roads are looking good with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. 29 and 90 also looking good. Also nothing to slow you down on Pine Forest, Blue Angel, Fairfield, or Lillian. And we are checking and clear on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you do see something else slowing you down on the roads, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your Traffic on the Fives.
The LA Rams have announced contract extensions for the general manager and their head coach through 2026. New York Jets quarterback Zach Wilson has been rumored to, he might be able to start. Now they came out and go, okay, not only is he not going to start game one, which they came out with yesterday, now word comes out he's going to be out for at least 3 weeks with a knee injury. Dak Prescott, quarterback for the Cowboys, is limited in practice today after tweaking his ankle. The BMW PGA Championship has suspended play through Friday following the Queen's death. And Dabo Sweeney and Clemson have reached a new 10-year, $115 million agreement. And according to sources, the Major League Baseball is going to vote on rule changes tomorrow on Friday. That is your sports hit.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, today's sign of the apocalypse pertains to a story from Reader's Digest, advice of things that you should not be doing. They did a big write-up on things you can and cannot take from hotel rooms, and it's kind of shocking. So, simply enough, you can take soaps, shampoos, and pens, like the super cheap stuff, but that's it. But apparently other stuff gets stolen all the time. And I have a couple of friends just recently, like within the past month, were telling me about their bad Airbnb experiences. They own Airbnbs and they rent them out. And they've had people stealing like stuff, just like even like decorations on the counter, like a pot or a plant. And they go clean it up and they're like, what happened to the pot? You know, or what happened to the broom? And it like the renters took it. Apparently this goes on in hotels too. Things like bathrobes. No, you can't take bathrobes. Wooden hangers from the closet. People are stealing wooden hangers from the closet. Apparently they're stolen enough that some places have started putting anti-theft hangers in now. Electronics like alarm clocks. Yep. See, that's what I've heard from my Airbnb friends. Alarm clocks, universal remotes, complimentary phone chargers. They just take them. And then finally, sheets off the bed, pillows, and towels. I can't believe the gall of people, like even at an Airbnb or even at a hotel. Like, you're going to take the sheets of the hotel? It's just very weird to me. Plus, I don't know if you want those things. It's just weird. And it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. But there you go. Coming up here next, I got an update for you on Zac Efron. He was rumored to have had plastic surgery last year. He explains in an interview what really has happened And it's something we might be able to learn a lesson from. That's next on News Radio 92.3. Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom for a quick news update. David?
Well, Bobby, NASA engineers still not giving up hope that they can get that Artemis 1 rocket launched by the end of the month.
A leak of liquid hydrogen fuel scrubbed the second attempt to launch Artemis 1, so NASA will replace some seals and ease up on the way they load the rocket's fuel tank.
So we're calling it a kinder and gentler approach to tanking. We think that may help reduce the stress of pulses or sudden changes on the seals.
NASA's Mike Bolger. NASA also needs the Space Force to sign off on the new rocket's abort system, making sure its batteries are properly charged ahead of the test flight. If they don't, a mid-October launch is more likely. I'm Rory O'Neill.
And, of course, previously we thought they probably weren't going to launch until October, so maybe it'll happen sooner rather than later.
Right, yeah, exactly. So, good update right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So, Zac Efron, there was some plastic surgery rumors about him going around last year, apparently. I don't know. I don't follow, like, that kind of stuff, like the whole pop culture. Like, I follow pop culture, but not, like, to that level. Like, what are actors and actresses doing? I don't really care. But he addressed the plastic surgery rumors in Men's Health magazine. This is what went down. He said he did indeed have some work done to his face, kind of. He was running in his house with socks on, and he slipped on the tile. He hit the corner of a fountain, broke his jaw, and passed out. When he woke up, his jawbone was hanging off his face. He said it got like put back into place, but it caused the facial muscles to overwork and become enlarged around his jaw to compensate for the injury. He had to see a specialist and do physical therapy to fix it. So basically, when people saw photos and stuff of him with a swollen jaw, they thought he had plastic surgery done. He actually shattered his jaw. Yeah. And he says, I didn't even know about the rumors until my mom told me. And then he said, if I valued what other people thought of me to the extent that they think I might, I definitely wouldn't be able to do this work. Yeah, there's a lot of that. I get that from people all the time. And I talk to teenagers who will often say, like, hey, I would like to, I want to be a talk radio host. What do I got to do? I always tell them, you got to read. You got to be able to read very quickly. You got to be able to write. And they're like, no, I want to be a talk radio host where I just talk. I'm like, yeah, you have to read. You got to be able to read a lot, comprehend, and be able to write. There's a lot of reading and writing in radio. And they're like, really? I'm like, yeah. And also, oh, by the way, you got to have thick skin. Because no matter how friendly you are, how nice, how kind, how middle of the road you try to be, somebody's going to hate you. I remember I talked to Dennis Miller one point, and I told him, I said, he did my favorite job that I probably would have loved to have had. And he said, what's that? I said, Monday Night Football gig, man. That's like my dream job, and is be able to do that. And he goes, you think it would be? He said, I thought it was too, until I had the job. And he's like, you just would not, he said, you just will not believe the amount of hate mail that you get doing that job. I was like, really? He's like, it's overwhelming that you can never do a good enough job. And then kind of besides that, but behind the scenes stuff, he said, management micromanages almost every word and phrase that you state, that you utter on the air. And even when you don't utter something on the air, they're micromanaging that too. You should have said something right there, and everything. So I was like, oh boy. You never know. Grass is never always greener on the other side. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
9 Mile Road, Scenic Highway, Cervantes and Mobile Highway all checking in clear, as well as 29, I-10 and I-110 not showing anything to slow you down. And we are checking in clear on 98. That's going to be throughout Navarre, Tiger Point, Gulf Breeze, through the 3-mile bridge and into West Pensacola. See something else on the road slowing you down? Just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. The other thing I was going to point out with the whole Zac Efron thing wasn't just about, you know, grass isn't always green on the other side type thing and image, public image and stuff. It was really about the fact that he wore socks in the house, slipped, and that's how he broke his jaw. And I'm like, how many of our houses here in the greater Pensacola area have all tile floor, all wood floors or vinyl plank or something like this, and wearing socks in the house, you know, just slipping. Now, apparently he was running, so just, you know, don't run in the house. Would be a good thing. So I just want to bring that part up. Tonight is the kickoff of the official kickoff from the NFL or for the NFL season. And so with that, apparently we've got a record number of people betting this year or expected to bet on games. According to the American Gaming Association, they said about 46.6 million Americans will bet on NFL games in one way or another. That's almost one in five people who are old enough to gamble. New record, and that's about 3% up from last year. Now, they said the most common way of betting on NFL games is just casual bets among friends, like $20 that your team will beat your friend's favorite team. Online betting is still very popular and is growing in popularity, along with fantasy football bets. Office pools comes in next, and of course, bets at casinos. So sports betting is currently legal now in 36 states in Washington, D.C., and got more of them that are trying to legalize it all the time. By the way, this year, the Buffalo Bills, who are playing tonight against the Rams, they are actually one of the they're the favored pick to win Super Bowl 57. Buffalo Bills and the Tampa Bay Bucks. So then it's followed by the Rams, who are the reigning Super Bowl champs, and then Kansas City Chiefs and the Cowboys. So there you go. Then also speaking of the NFL, a new poll, speaking of the Cowboys, a new poll came out asking people who's your favorite NFL team. Coming in number one with just 9% of the vote. So it's not a runaway poll, but coming in with 9% of the vote, Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, that's right. So they've been advertising that they are America's team for years and years and years. And according to this recent poll, they still are, but only by 1%. Chicago Bulls were the close second at 8%. Green Bay Packers and Steelers came in at 6%. San Francisco Niners and Giants came in next. Coming in dead last, well, next to last was my favorite team, Tennessee Titans. It's okay. Go Titans. Coming in dead last, Jacksonville Jaguars. Yeah. They probably need a move. Come on. The Jaguars, they should have moved a while ago. There's just not a support in that city for them. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Looking forward to the NFL game tonight. But tomorrow we'll have our weekend movie preview. We're also going to be covering the jobs report. Also going to be covering a big report that we've had the biggest drop in average real estate prices in the nation in 11 years. Well, here in Pensacola area, we've dropped $50,000 in the average sales price of a house in just 2 months. We'll talk about that and more on tomorrow's show on News Radio 92.3. You guys have a great night. Bye-bye.